Om Namah Shivaya. The next program is Shankhya, a spiritual discourse by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Okay, we said Viparya is five types. So he is explaining what is that. Vedas tamaso ashtavidaha mohascha dashavido mahamohaha tamisro ashtadashadha tatha bhavantyandhata mishraha. Vedaha tamaso ashtavidaha mohascha dashavido mahamohaha tamisraha ashtadha tatha bhavati andhata mishraha. Viparyaya, which is tama, moha, mahamoha, tamisra, andhatamisra. Five types of viparya is tamaha, moha, mahamoha, tamisra, andhatamisra. Each differ. Bhedaha tamasaha. Tamas is ashtavidaha of eight types. Mohasya jatha dashavidaha. Moha is of ten types. Mahamodaha. Mahamoda api dashavidaha. Mahamoha is also of 10 types. Tamisra ashtadashadha. 18 types of tamisra. And andhatamisra is also of 18 types. So this, see, he is explaining it in the Bhashya. Let us see. One person who is buddhi ahankara and so ashtasu pravitihi liyante pradhana buddhi ahankara matra akhyasu tatradinam atmanam manyate. See, a person, when he is there, when in the pralaya, when in the dissolution, he goes and settles in the prakriti. He thinks that itself is moksha. Then, eight types of moha, which is because of the different types of indriyas, involvement in different types of indriyas, the deities, they are involved in the indriyas. They don't gain moksha. And 10 type of mahamoha, which is sparsha, shabda, rupa, rasa, the physical sense organ, organ of action and organ of karma. When you are involved in that, you will not gain moksha. Tamisra ashtavidam aishwaryam, ashtavidam aishwaryam drishta anushurika vishya dashaha. So, Tamishra is 18 types. 8 type of Aishwarya, Anima, Lagima, all those supernatural powers, and 10 types of Vishaya, organ of which you gain through organ of action and organ of knowledge. So, Andhatamishra is also like that. So, there are different kind of avidya. Tamas is avidya, different kind of avidyas, that's all. Ashakti is of 28 types, he said. Now, what are these 28 types? He is explaining that. Ekadashi. I said 18 types, is it? No, 28 types. Ashta vimshati bhedaha. 28 types they are. Ashta vimshati bhedaha. Ekadashi indriya vada saha buddhi vadair ashakti ruddhishta. Saptadasha bhada buddhehe viparya tushti siddhinam. Eka dashendriya padaha saha buddhihi, buddhi padaihi, ashaktihi uddhishta. Sapta dasha padaha buddhihe viparyata tushti siddhina. Eka dasha padaha indriya padaha saha. With the bond of the, when they are unable to differentiate. Badha means non-functioning of the 11 instruments, organ of 10, 5 organ of action, 5 organ of knowledge and mind, which is both action of organ of action and organ of knowledge. So when they have problems, they have troubles, buddhi vadaihi, your intellect is also diminished. That is ashakti, that is what is called ashakti. Sapta dashabada buddhehe, 17 types the buddhi is controlled. Viparya, siddhi, tushti, na, with the other differences, viparya, tushti, siddhi, etc. 17 times they say uha shabda dhyanam, etc. They differ because adhyatma, adhibhautika and adhidevika. Three types of sorrows. Because of that, whatever happens, because of that, whatever results you gain, they also fall in this. Anuha shabda ishabda dana bhavasya. Then, we said 9 types of tushti, non-interested in anything. So what is that? Adhyatmikyaschatasrah prakriti upadanakala vagyakhyaha bahya vishyoparamat panchanavatushtayo vimataha. Adhyatmikyaschatasrah prakriti upadana prakriti upadanakala vagyakhyaha. Adhyatmikyaschatasrah, 4 types of adhyatmika tushti. Upadana prakriti upadanakala bhagya. They are 4 types. Bahya Vishoparama Panchanava Tushtayo Vimataha. When the external things, they are not there, when they are settled, when we are not involved in that, then there is another 5 tushti because of external Vishaya. What is this prakriti? See, the Adhyatmika Chatasra, we will see prakriti. What is prakriti? Prakriti means, see, whoever understands the prakriti and the prakriti's characters and the prakriti's non-characteristics also, he knows the tattva of prakriti, but he does not know the tattva of purusha. He will not gain. Even though he knows the tattva, the principle behind the prakriti, he does not know his self. He will not gain moksha. This is prakriti. Upadana, the second is upadana. Upadana means he understands tattva, but he does not grasp the tattva. He knows there are these kind of tattvas, but he does not grasp the tattvas principles correctly. So that is like, see, you want to gain moksha, but instead of studying shastras, you say, no, if I take sannyasa, that is moksha. You take sannyasa. Sannyasa is just a prevention, it's a protection for you from the outside world. It's not moksha. Even after sannyasa, you need to study shastras. So instead of studying shastra, he is taking to some other means. That is upadana. Upadana means some materials. Kala. Third thing is, some people say, oh, by time it will take. Oh, why do you want to trouble yourself? Time will take care of everything. So, when your time comes, you will gain realization. This is kala, time. And another is bhagya. Bhagya means fortune. If you have fortune, if you are fortunate, you will gain moksha. Don't worry. Anywhere you will stay, in any part of world, you will gain moksha. These are the 4 types of moksha. And when the external things are there, whatever the external things are there, when you gain vairagya because finding the defects in the external vishayas. Oh, sound. Oh, this has this problem. This has this problem, or this rupa form. Oh, this has this problem, this problem. So, there is no point in getting involved in all these vishayas, all these objects of senses. So, by seeing the defect, when you give these objects of senses, how do you see? Okay, now, to gain something, you have to work hard. That is trouble. Then, to protect it, you need to take trouble. When you spend, you will have feel sorrow. That is trouble. So, in every part, it is only trouble. By seeing that, even if you are involved in all these things, your instruments of knowledge or instruments of action, they will get weaker. So these kind of troubles, after seeing that, you give these up. That is because of these 5 different types of organs, the 5 different types of tushti you gain. Peace. That's all. So 5 tushti of organs, and 4 tushti of the different types, prakriti, etc. So 9 total. We have total 9 things. Okay. Then siddhi. There are 8 types of siddhi. These all come into the 28. Uha shabdodhyenam dukha. Dukha vighatastraya surpraptih. Danam cha siddhiyoshtau. Siddhe purvanka shastrividaha. Uhu shabdodhyenam dukha vighatastraya surpraptih. Danam cha siddhiyoshtau. Siddhe purvankasha strividaha. Uhaha shabda ha adhyayanam dukkha vighataha trayaha suhrut praptihi danam cha siddhayo ashtau. 8 types of siddhi. They are uha, uha starke. By inquiring you gain the truth. What is Pradhana? What is Purusha? How am I related to? How am I not related to? This kind of Tarka. Through that, you gain Moksha. Through that, Tarka means through knowledge, you gain Moksha. Shabda means verbal testimony. Through the Shastra, through the Guru, you gain the knowledge. Through that, you gain release. Adhyenam. Adhyenam again, Shastra Adhyenam and Japatapa, etc. Chanting mantras, etc. Through that, dukkha vighata astrayaha. By destroying the 3 kinds of dukkha, adhyatmika, adhibhautika, and adhibdevika, the sorrows, 3 types of sorrows. Body, bodily sorrows, external, through the materials, elements, the sorrows caused through the elements, or sorrows caused by the deities. So these kind of 3 kind of sorrows, when you destroy it, through that also you gain moksha, suhrut prapti. You gain good friends or good buddhi. Then, danam, by giving alms to good people. They will say, okay, they gain alms, then they will give you some upadesha. Sadhus, you serve sadhus, then they will give you some teaching, some upadesha. Then, because of that you will gain moksha. So these are the different types of siddhi. These are called as in yoga, you will have different names. Taram, sutaram, tarataram, pramodam, muditam, pramuditam, pramodamanam, ramyakam, sada pramuditam, iti. These are all 8 types, different names given in yoga, etc. So these siddhis are the controlling things for the other things, other 3. Namely, viparya, ashakti, tushti. Through siddhi, you will control those 3. So, if you are bound, if you are related, if you are using, if you are into this viparya, ashakti and tushti, then you will be involved in bondage. You will be bound to the samsara. But If you practice those 3, you will be bound. If you practice siddhi, you will gain release. So what we have to do is, we have to practice siddhi by giving up those things. Not practice siddhi and you practice those things also. You give up all those 3 previous things and practice siddhi only to gain moksha. Okay, then he says, 2 types of siddhi, we say. And what is the use of, why should we have these 2 types of naimitya naimitika siddhi? Navina bhave lingam, navina lingena bhava nivrtihi, linga kyo bhava kya, tasma divida pravartate sargaha. Navina bhave hi lingam, navina lingena bhava nivrtihi. Lingakya bhavakya tasmata divida pravartate sarga. There are 2 types of creation. One is lingakya, sukshma sharira, srishti. And the other is bhavakya, dharma, dharma, etc. These kind of srishtis. There are 2 types of srishti creation. Creation of the punya papa, merit, demerit, etc. And creation of sukshma sharira. And linked it. Without sukshma sharira, your dharma dharma punya papa, your merit demerit cannot stay. And without dharma dharma, your sukshma sharira will not stay. Sukshma sharira for its existence needs dharma dharma. Dharma dharma for its existence needs sukshma sharira. Because where will you see? I say blue color. What is blue color? You ask somebody, what is blue color? They'll point you to a painting where it is blue. Say, no, I don't want to see painting. I want to see blue color. They'll show you paint. No, I don't want to see paint. I want to see blue color. They'll show you powder. No powder. Only blue color. Cloth. No cloth. Only blue color. You cannot show blue color devoid of any upadhi. Any embodiment. You have to show it, superimpose the blue color on something else. Blue or red color, whatever color. You have to superimpose the color on something else. Like that, dharma dharma cannot stay without the existence of sukshma sharira. Or sukshma sharira cannot stay, for that matter, sukshma sharira cannot stay without dharma dharma. What color is this paint? It has no color, you cannot see. What color is the cloth material? It has no color, you cannot see. Some color should be there. Without color, there can be no cloth. Without cloth, there can be no color. Or some superimposition thing, that's what. So, they are interdependent. And without the lingakshya nivritti, bhavakya nivritti will not be there. Without bhavakya nivritti, lingakshya nivritti will not be there. Once dharma dharma are extinguished, your bhava, sukshma sharira cannot stay. Once you remove dharma, dharma, everything, you understand the difference between prakriti, purusha and the bondage, then you are released. Once that has happened, then there is no relationship with the dharma, etc. So, that is what it said. So, we accept two types of creation. One is lingakya, the subtle body creation, and another is bhavakya, the punya, papa, etc. ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति शांति शांति।